Why?
Yeah.
Why would he say it? What did he say? Why would he do that?
Officially, yes. I mean, those of us who are born to Islam, especially when the past part of
Okay, Rosa. Okay. We're starting a new packet today, Yud Beis. Okay, so we've been discussing the use of some people wanted to use the Home Depot partitions, schach. So the question was, the Home Depot partitions are made with kanim, but they also have a what? A metal rod that keeps it together. So if the metal rod keeps it together, so then maybe that's called that's a dover hamamid. In other words, there is a din, the rabbanon, that you about not putting the schach on the dover hamekabel tumah. That's a din rabbanon. But this is a different din. This is a din deraisa, that if you have a kli, that the kli is not made of mateches. Say it's a kli avonim, say, not makabel tumah. But say there's a hole in it, and you stuff up the hole with mateches. So now the kli is useful only because of what? The mateches. So that's called what? A dover hamamid. It's a din in hilchos tumah v'tara. So a dover hamamid is ki'ilu the whole kli is shel mateches. So it's makabel tumah. So maybe the whole thing, this thing, the partition that's made out of that you can get at Home Depot, that the CRC came out with a psak that you could use it for schach, even though what it's made with dover hamekabel tumah, but because it was a dover hamamid, right? Because there's kanim, but then there's the metal rods that are holding the whole thing together. But they first said, well, it's also the shamish as a karka, because it's made to be a partition in the ground, so therefore something that's all made l'shamish as a karka is not mekabel tumah, so therefore he wanted to be mekel and say that you could use it for schach. Yeah. So I want to do today, and see how long it takes us, the sugi of Dover Hamamid, the d'oraisa of Dover Hamamid. We'll have a separate shiur in the future, we'll see what we'll get to it this week or next semester, of the din of Dover Hamamid, and if you put the schach on a metal frame, that's also cool. That's a different din of Dover Hamamid. Don't confuse the two. The second din is people heard of more than the first din. The first din is a din d'oraisa. This other din is a din d'rabbanan, and that people heard of, that they don't use metal to hold up the schach, and they would put pieces of wood to be mafsik between the, that people heard of. But this is a more chomerdika halacha. This is a din d'oraisa of being makabel tumah. So the question is, if it's true what he says, Rabbi First, that it's Meshamish is a karka, so then you can hear. But if not, then you have a problem of a deraisa of Mekabel Tumah.
In what way does he say, what way is it Meshamish is a karka?
Because it's used, what is it manufactured for? It's manufactured, if I have a field, and you have a field, and I want to make a divider between the two, I go to Home Depot, and I buy these mechitzas, and the mechitzas I, according to Shimon Nairon, you put it 6 inches in the ground, and it divides. So even though it has a dover hamekabel tumah, and then once there's a dover hamekabel tumah on the mechitza, then the whole mechitza is mekabel tumah. But Rabbi First wanted to say from Chicago that what? That it's also the shamish is a karker, so it's okay, and therefore you could use it for schach. That was the psak of the CRC. Nimrod is still chepping. Then maybe not. Maybe.
So we say that it might be at the end of the day, the purchaser's intent to
use it. Yeah, well, that's what the Nimrod was asking.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to still figure out. Oh, meaning theoretically I could buy 500 sticks and I'll just put them in my ground. This is just easy. It's still functional even without. Well, that seems to be what Rav Meir Arik. Are you saying what Rav Meir Arik said? Rav Meir Arik is the Pesach Hador, right? The Pesach Hador in Galicia. Rav Meir Arik is the Pesach Hador in Galicia. So he says... He says, the machzik akan shelo yispardu ulo havi mamid. But then he says, came the machzik akan shelo yispardu ulo havi mamid. He says, ulo havi mamid. But he says, maybe it's rachibur. It's only a chibur, it's not a mamid. The little dummy lemaimit.
Yeah, yeah.
Page 17. That's your board. Right. Yeah. So let's learn the Gemara in Shabbos now on Tezvav Amid Beis, and see what the case of the Gemara was. You see the Gemara says Hachav Mayaskinon Kegon Shenikvo V'Hitiv L'Sochan Che. Aver. Well, say you had a kli cheres, earthenware, and you made a hole in it, and then you filled up the hole with some metal. So the Gemara says, "From meir he d'omer hakol holech achar maimit." In other words, normally, if a kli cheres is mekabel tumah, you can't retire it in a mikvah, kli cheres. But say you made a hole in the kli cheres, and then you patched up the hole with metal, so now the whole kli is called metal. And metal, you can bring in a mikvah. So the Gemara says, "For Chenikva v'hitiv l'soka eiver Rameir he d'omer hakol holech achar amaymin." And then the Brisa continued, "Tanya kliz chuchis Chenikva." Say a kliz chuchis, a metal kliz chuchis is glass that has a hole in it. V'hitiv l'soka eiver, and you put eiver, you put metal, lead, whatever, in the hole. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rameir mitame, the Chachamim mitarim. So it's machlokas Rameir and Chachamim. Rameir says Hakol Holech Achar Hamaymid, and the Chachamim mitarim. Chachamim say no. Most of the kli is what? Is glass. I mean, it is not going to become tummy, or at least be the rice or not. Right? It's not makabel tumma. But if you hold a what, that you stopped up the thing, so now what? Now it's called a klimatis. Now it's a klimatis. Okay, so that's the... Right, that's the question. How do you view a kli? What the basic kli is? Or what's maintaining it? Without this without stuffing up this hole, it's useless. Ezra, you want to say something? Because like Chazal said, most of the kli, follow Rove, it's basically a kli cheres. That's what it is. There's a little hole in it, but once there's a hole in it, it's dysfunctional. According to Rameir, according to a man, now it's called the kli matas. You know, there was a hole in it, and now it's useless, and now you stopped up the hole, so the material that you stopped it up with now becomes the whole definition of what the kli is. Now it's a kli matkas. It's not a kli cheres. In other words, the question is, well, kli cheres is only mekabel tuma mi inside. Mitocho. Kli machas, and you also kli cheres you can't bring to the mikvah. A kli machas you can be tovel in the mikvah. If a kli cheres becomes tame, then you can't mitire the mikvah. What?
Metal
becomes tame, you bring it to the mikvah. Kli cheres,
Yishover.
Now it's interesting. So we're not, you know, Bezman Hazeh, we're not so. He has to pay. Right.
Because that fourth side
makes it meaningful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That little stop that makes it functioning.
Right.
I don't understand what that
was. Well, I can still understand the Chachamim. I mean, like the Maisa, like Ezra said, it's 95%. Paris. Yeah, but let me ask you a question. If you only had the piece of metal and you didn't have the rest of the Paris, it also doesn't do you any good. Right? Right, but you could say that the Maisa, it gives function to the Paris. You could still call it kli cheres. He's saying I call hola chacha amaymin. So the same thing about this discussion of the when you put the rods and the things. So you and Matt Levine, Rav Meir Arik, they are both of the opinion that maybe it's not called. That's not like the Raman. Now where is this discussed in Shulchan Aruch? It's interesting because we don't deal so much with tuma v'taram as man hazeh. But we do deal with what? Tfilas Kehlim. So let's see. Hilchas Tfilas Kehechsher Kehlim. So, Simon Kuf Chaf Sivav. Maybe if somebody needs some smicha credits, they can, you don't say. Klich Eitz. So you have a kli that's made out of wood. Sheyesh lo chashukim shel barzel mibachutz. So basically you have this little box made of wood and it has metal clips or what word do you want to use in English? What? Bonds?
Bands.
Yeah, that's what they say. Who says? Yeah, dictionary. Bands. So it's something that's putting the box so that it won't fall apart. So it's the same concept. So a kli eitz, you have something wood, a wooden spoon, you don't need tefillas kelim. A wooden plate, you don't need tefillas kelim. But if it's metal, you do. So the question is, what happens if you have a page two? If you have a box made out of wood, and it's held together with the metal. So basically, it's a box of wood, but the metal is holding it together. So does it require tefillas kelim? Because if you go say hakol holechacha maimid, because basically it's a wooden box, but it's elishtikel dysfunctional because it'll come apart. So these metal, what do you call Shiva? Bands. These metal bands. And the bands. These metal bands are banding it together. So now maybe it's called klimachas, and therefore you would need what? Tefillas kelim. So if you hold hakol holechacha maimid, like the opinion of what? From Meir, then it's a kli matkas. But if you don't hold like that, and then you have to bring it to the mikvah. And if you don't, then you don't have to bring it to the mikvah. So how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? So it says, kli eitz sheyesh lo chashukim shel barzel, siv vav, page 2, mi bachut, shemamidim oso, eino ta'on tevilo. It doesn't need tefillah. So look at the shach. Sarchin, the Beis Yosef, Pasuk Hilchos Adiyesh L'Tovlo B'lo Bracha. He says in the Beis Yosef, he says you should be Tovlo without a bracha. Why? The Mesapkeloni is Lina Basa Maimin Olo. Because we don't know which sheet to follow. So the Beis Yosef writes, you should be Tovlo without a bracha. So how come in Shulchan Aruch, he says not that way? Well, this is a right to the Dvar Shmuel. They always say over the Dvar Shmuel. Dvar Shmuel says that Rav Yosef Kara wrote the Beis Yosef, but he didn't write the Shulchan Aruch. He just gave it out to the Talmidim to write. I like the Beis Shmuel, the Dvar Shmuel. So that would answer this question. It would answer. That's why he says it. He says it because he thinks that answers half the problems of the world, the Dvar Shmuel. Then you don't have a kasha. Beis Yosef said one way, the Shulchan Aruch says another way. It's two different people. But Rav Avadi Yosef wasn't that happy with this. Not happy. You know, this. What? No, he wasn't happy with the Dvar Shmuel's approach to say that the Rav Yosef Karo didn't write the Shulchan Aruch, he just wrote the Beis Yosef. I sort of like it. What? Who said? Who did you speak to? Who's that? Messina Lashol. He's my man. He spoke to Rav Avadi Yosef about the Dvar Shmuel? So that would answer the Shach's kasha. So what does the Shach say? Mekachos b'sof hilchos tevilo shel maril. Diyesh lo tovlo b'lo bracha. Kachos b'sof heta. Diyesh lo tevilo b'lo bracha. Or keilu machem. So he says. So this is a steer between the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef. Well, let's take out a Beis Yosef. Yerideya kufchav. Beis Yosef. Kufchav Yerideya. You have it? Beis Yosef? Your day of Beis. Well, it's not Beis if you have the bigger set. But it's Kuf Kuf. Do you have that? No. What about the whole set of... Yeah, that's it. Is that it? So the next volume. I'll even take the old set if you want, if you have it. I'll even take the old set. Whatever you have. That's the Shulchan Aruch, that's not a Torah. I don't know. Did someone take our tour? Anyone take our tour? These days it's hard to get a tour. Oh! Yeah? Oh! Tour! Let me see. Let's see. So this is Samach Aleph to pay. Okay. You got it? No? No dice? No cigar? Okay, we'll trust that's what... No, we don't have a full... Oh, yeah, he has a phone. Well, you can call the Beis Yosef if you say, No, this is a Shulchan Aruch, this is not a tour. Tour, what's that? It's a tour too. Okay. It's both. Okay. Okay, Skryev. Yes, I don't know what you say. You look at a. Let's see, one second. Yeah. He says, yeah, the Beis Yosef says, "Bein Yekli Shal Eich Yesh Lo Chashukim Shal Barzel, Kosta Lo Mordechai, Kisvar Satosu Shein Tzvichim Tvila, Hakas Sharam, Maram Rebutenberg, Matzuk Tvila, Kuzlim Bosu Barmi." Then he says, Kosta Lo Besef Ramitz, then he says Yesh Machvil Latvil Blom Tov Nir Da Travayv Koy Beinu Mushal Kesef Mavidu Shal Eitz Beinu Eitz Mavidu Shal Matechas. Yeah, it's Beferish. He says that Yesh Machvil Latvil Blom Brach is going on this case also. So the Shach has a good taina. He says, why is the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch? He's saying Eino Tom Tvila. And in the Beis Yosef, he paskins, he'd be told that without a bracha. Because so the Dvar Shmuel is good. The Dvar Shmuel would answer it up very well. What do you think, Simon? Well, what does he say? He says, Einu Tom Tzvila. That's very different, my dear friend. Eino Tom Tvila is very different than saying Tvila below Bracha. If you want to say Tvila below Bracha, you don't say Ein Tom Tvila. You say, So that's a good kasha. Okay. Okay. So, but whatever the case may be, in the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch. So if you hold that, like what the Shulchan Aruch says, then it's mashma that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that you don't follow the ma'amid. So that would be a big kula. But the Shulchan Aruch says, but the Shach says, he himself, in the Beis Yosef, says l'chumra. Dvar Shmuel. I vote for the Dvar Shmuel. The Perisha? What? I don't know, I mean, you have to check. You have a Dvar Shmuel on your phone? Someone has a Dvar Shmuel on their phone? The Dvar Shmuel doesn't make it to the phone. Shmuel Abu Hav. Shmuel Abu Hav. What? Rav of Venice. Merchant of... Rav of Venice. Abuavs were all over them. Abuav is a famous name. I saw this in the I think Rav Yitzchak Yosef sefer on Psak Halacha. He wrote a whole sefer. Yeah, the name Yitzchak. Yeah, that's what I saw. And he writes, maybe he's quoting his father, that some establer that he's going to give out to his talmidim to have the final Psak. On the other hand, I'll tell you, when he wrote it, I don't know whether he realized how Makubal it was going to become. You know what I mean? So he really wanted, his main thing was the Beis Yosef. And then, you know, for those that can't do the Beis Yosef, so I don't think he viewed it that the Shulchan Aruch was going to be such a thing. And he said the main thing is going to be the Beis Yosef, but fakir, it became just the opposite. The main thing became the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, if you really want to learn it well, you have to learn the Beis Yosef. But the main thing is, what does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? So then, but maybe his perception was different. That's why he gave it out to the Talmidim, because this was a minor thing. Yeah, okay, just summarize it, you know. Whatever you write is good, you know. And that explains very well. We saw it when we learned Hilchas Avelos. There's a big stira whether there's Avelos on Purim. Right? Between what he writes in Hilchas Avelos and what he writes in Hilchas Purim. One place he writes no Avelos at all, one place he writes Vom Shabbat Sinna. The famous Stira. And I told you, Rav Abadi showed me a Bir HaGro on Hilchas Yontif. In Bir HaGro on Hilchas Yontif, he writes that. Should I read it to you? You have a Hilchas Yontif? Arachayim? Or maybe the second volume, or it's the beginning of the third volume? Tov Tzadi Hei. I'll read you the Groh. Rav Abadi showed me this Groh. See, come. In the Bir HaGroh. Yeah. In Tov Tzadi Hei. Yeah, like Tov Tzadi. Yeah, where's the Bir HaGroh? Yes, we're getting it. I think maybe. Yeah. Again, it's on. Where's the Bir HaGroh? Yeah, you want to see? Yeah. Oh, okay. You're coming there, we're most of getting there. He writes. Here we go. The Afshar Shulchan Aruch Soser, when Masha Kosser was in a tough cool. Says Vav Aim is the Klum Kayadua.
What does that mean?
In other words, if you say this, there's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Aim is a Klum Kayadua. It still has the other Muktzah, Achana.
Yeah.
Basically, Rav Abadi had a pshat in the Mechaber or something that made it also a stira, so I asked him if it was a stira. So he said that to look at this gra. And then when Rabbi Eli Stern wrote his doctorate on the gra, he quotes me quoting Rav Abadi in a footnote, quoting this Bir HaGra. In Eli Stern, Rabbi Eli Stern's book on the Vilna Gaon, his doctorate on the Vilna Gaon.
We're not worried about you.
Yeah, but that aim is a club. Aim is a club, Kayadua. So that means basically, you know, the Shulchan Aruch, you know, whatever he said in the Shulchan Aruch is, you know, the real thing is the Beis Yosef. And who? Rav Moshe Feinstein?
Yeah.
A little bit, not so much. I mean, then they ask him, and then he gives the answers in the Chelot Dalet. But not so simple, so much. So. He was pretty, you know. Because he had, you know, 50 different students. So you, what you wrote is what you could write one thing, and Moshe Dechter writes a different thing. You know. And that's what someone pointed out. That's what the Chavetz Chaim's son writes throughout the Mishnah Berurah. That the reason why the steer is in the Mishnah Berurah is because his father didn't write the whole Mishnah Berurah. He just he gave it to different people. What? Yeah, the redaction of the Mishnah Berurah was done in this building. Or Mendel's axe. Right, because the Shulchan Aruch, yeah, that's what it became. The Shulchan Aruch became the. Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't like to make so big statements. Do you have a specific case that you're talking about? Yeah, if you tell me the specific case, then I can tell you. But I would. No, Rav Moshe says that he has a chiddush. He doesn't want to write it down. So that's not a theory. He's just saying he has a chiddush and he's not writing down. No. I mean, he talks about. He said. He talks about you know, starting it off being maybe, but then he says he has a chiddush about that. That's not his theory. He just says the simple pshat is you don't shut off, like maybe he says. But then he says I have a chiddush, so that's not his theory. He says I have a svar to say why it's really mutter to shut off the gas. I had a discussion with Rav Avadi Yosef about this. But I should write it up once. Myself and Rabbi Harari, we went to see Rav Avadi Yosef here. It was in 1991. I was eating breakfast in, on a Friday morning in Lake Como Pizza. I was eating breakfast, and then Rabbi Harari walks in and says, you heard Rabbi Avadi Yosef is eating breakfast in the library now. So maybe we should go. And he said, yeah. So then he got me to go. And we went, and we sat with him for a long time. We spoke and learning. Yeah. So one of the things we spoke about is about the shaila about shutting the gas on Yom Kippur. Well, he has a tshuva where he thinks it's aser, but the Netzer Matai, Rav Nosson Friedman from Shikun Hay of the Nebrak, said it was mutter like Rav Moshe, and then he made a comment, Atem Yodim Mash Asulo, meaning like. This Rav who wrote the tshuva, they was under attack because he wrote this kula. Atem yodim masha sulo. So Rav Avad Yosef also disagreed with him, but he didn't. He didn't attack him. So that was. And then he invited me to come to his house in Yerushalayim. So that summer I was in Yerushalayim. So I went with my father. We went to his house. That was before he moved to Har Nof. That was the days that he lived. By by the Laron, the Imbal. We live right there. Right next, right near the hotel. Sorry, I went in, we spoke. Rabbi Chaim Zimmerman Zatzal also lived right there as well. But then he moved to Har Nof, that was a different story. Okay, these are the stories. Then you have another din in Shulchan Aruch Siv Zayin, Kol Shel Kesef Mechuber B'Kli Eitz Tzarech Tvila. So here you have a cup made out of silver, and it's attached to wood. So he says, this is not a case of maimid, because the shach explains, because the kos is functional on its own right. It happens to be that it's attached to some wooden thing, but the kos is functional on its own right. That for sure, you need tefillah, because that's not a shayla of maimid. It's if you have something that part of it is metal and part of it is wood, and it's the metal part is functional without the wood, then for sure you need tefillah even with a bracha. So that's the question. How do we paskin? Do we paskin? So the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if Jake is right that we only care about the Shulchan Aruch, then it seems that the Shulchan Aruch paskin, what? Right, like a chalom, that we don't go bosom maimid. But the Shach says, and in Beis Yosef, he says it's a suffix, so you make it total below bracha. So what is the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva? These are the new printing. If you ever get yourself a tshuva's Chasam Sofer, you should get this one, the Machon Maor. Because basically what they did was, they managed. I mean, Shuvah's Chasam Sofer was always exciting, but this, what they did is they made it in paragraphs, so they made titles to the paragraphs. These titles to the paragraphs never existed before. You know, they give, every Shuvah gets a title. They made that up. Chasam Sofer didn't give titles, and the Chasam Sofer didn't break it out. But for our generation, I think it's the best thing. You break it up into paragraphs, into titles. My Sfarim, I do that, break it up into, because hard for people to take in so much. The old Chasam Sofer was a long, just tshuva. Well, in Tzav Rashi, right. So he speaks about a mikvah. So what's the halacha by a mikvah? So the water comes from the roof, and it comes through pipes. The pipes can't have a base kibul in them, no receptacle, straight pipes. But they also can't be mekabel tumah, because the mikvah, the water that comes from the mikvah, can't come from something that's mekabel tumah. So what if you have a pipe that's wood, but it's banded together with some metal thing? So would that passel your mikvah? So he says on page 5, he says, "Odani tamim ba lachush mekumras maram." If you're going to follow the maram's opinion, then what? Ech yuba bo barzelim. How are you going to put metal? Right? Because once you put the bands together in a wooden pipe, then what? Then it's like the pipe is made out of metal now, even though it's made out of wood, because it's hakol hachalach ha-hamamin. So therefore, so here therefore he's machmir, but in another tshuva he's mekel. Well, he says, yeah, hey there, the vada wrote all chos v'chumras and al yaser rispus avadim b'lim tzorim klal kal. That's for a different reason. In other words, he's saying if it's made, yeah, but in other words, he's basically choshish for the din ma'amid. If it would, but he's saying, yeah, now you have a kula that it's made to be put into the building. So then, even the ma'amid, so that would be exactly what the Home Depot. But it still doesn't satisfy Nimrod, because Nimrod will say, yeah, over here it was made to put it in, and they actually put it in. In other words, they're putting in the pipe, the wooden pipe with the metal things. They're putting it asuya b'tchilu shem binyan, and it's made lebinyan. The kaponim yistam and the kavim. Page 5. Yeah, but you see, but you have to see, what is he talking about here? Where were the, you see, the way I said over, maybe I said over incorrectly, where are these metal things? Because he's in Jakarta, see, the way he says it in this part of the tshuva, and he says, "Mashkosh v'karka mikvah suyim ibinyan leveinim." Top line on the left side. Nosnu Allah and the sarim. They put boards, wooden boards. Well, kedei shlo yozuv amayim bein leveinim. And the sarim ushlovas isha elachos al day brazil. See, here he's saying that the pieces of wood on the floor of the mikvah were connected with metal connectors. And then he says, so if you want to say, okay, dear Lord, Vada Harotel Hoshul Kumus and Al Yaseh Ritzpas Avonim. In the end, he says, don't use these boards. Make it the floor out of stone. We'll make a little hipster, a feeling where Zaylin Tom came in. Yasser Rispas Avon and Belina Sam Club. We'll make a little hipster, a feeling where Zaylin Tom came in, Shasuya Mikhil, the Shane Binion. Upon him, Yisrael Merkav, Yishev Tziro, La'asos, Mishun, Kasha, Shechila. So, does anywhere in the Tshuva he talk about so basically they had this mikveh originally made out of bricks, and on top of the bricks they put wooden boards, and the boards were held together one to the other with this metal. Question is, so he says, how could you put the metal there? That's for Kabbal Tumma. So he says, yeah, better not have the boards. But even if you do have the boards with the metal, it's okay. Because it's Atsuya Mitchilo Shem Binyan. So you see, he has the same Yisod. But again, it's Atsuya Shem Binyan, the boards connected to each other with the metal things. But in the end of the day, it's what? It's Lashem Binyan to be put into the ground. The question is, but if you decide, in the case of Nimrod's case, the CRC's case, you never put it in the ground. So it's not pashut that. Compare the cases. You have a show of your day of Kup Tzarikhes? Yeah, Shulchan Aruch. Kup Tzarikhes.
Kup
Tzarikhes
or
No, I don't think it's the character. The sukkah is just on top of the character. Yeah. That's, So I don't know the way I said it originally, that the pipes had to... I think he's just saying on the... In other words, the metal in this mikveh they talk about is the metal on the... holding the boards together. That's the...
It's not really part of the pipe, but just holding.
The way I said it originally was that it was holding the pipe together, but I don't know if that's what he's saying. He seems to say the favorite that's going on the. Then he says that. Then he talks about mikveh sheyesh bo shlivos. He had a mikveh with a ladder. Shlivos shel eitz.
Yeah. Okay. No, he says here. Well, Maran Lublin here. The Vade Lashanos Aminish. Yeah. So please, I'm a cousin of Kabakan law for the Hanfila, the shooting came to him called the Shinikru Bumikva. Maran Lublin, but she was cousin of Vade Lashanos Aminish Shalom. Kabakan became a cousin of Shimitan and the Sakhni and the Mikva of Bodhi Kadosh and he was talking about coming to Sakhna with the Rabbi Shane and Ruin Lumidris. If you make something that's not Royal Lamedris, that's the Maram Lublin. So the way they did it, is they put a hole in the boards. So he says if you really want to be choshes of Maram Lublin, so it shouldn't be Kabbal Tumah. So how can you put the Barzalim there? You have a Kabbal Tumah. Because of Kol HaLcholah Chachar Maimin. So what did you gain? So he says, the best is don't have these boards, the best thing. But even if you have them, the metal is not going to be a problem because it's also Mitchil L'Shem Binyan. But again, so that's the case here. So in other words, this case was a maimed, but it was a maimed that was going into the karka. That still doesn't, we still don't have a proof that if the maimed is, if the dover is not going into the karka, because you could say that the guy made it, machshava, and now machshava is motzi midei machshava. You know, so that's the dibur of taida. You can't bring a ride from the Shuvah's Chasam Sofer. Okay, tomorrow we'll send them. There's more Shuvah's Chasam Sofer, and we'll finish up this packet as a Shem. And then next week we'll start the next packet, and then we have to do Chazara the week after. Right? That Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And have the Mechina Thursday of Chanukah, right? What? 21st of December. First announcement. It's always have good to have a first announcement. Okay, is yours?
No, I have time
on the table. Oh, sorry. Okay.